Hey everyone, Lisa Resnick, Homes and Hops. I have the honor to have Frank Moses, the owner operator of Golden Star Movie Theater in Austin Town, sitting with us today to talk to us about this awesome, awesome venture that you took on.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here. A little nervous. First time I'm on a podcast here, so I'm excited though. So
it's interesting. So this is live on air. That's broadcasting through Youngstown Studio. And then for everyone out there that isn't able to tune in the entire duration, you can also download Homes and Hops podcast and be able to listen to Frank and I on all your podcast sites, Stitcher, Apple, you name it, we're on it, which is great.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Thank you for coming on. This is pretty cool. So I'm a huge movie buff.
Okay. Wonderful.
I'm so much a movie buff that I have no shame. I will go to movie theaters by myself. I enjoy it.
A lot of people do. It's a getaway.
It is
peace and quiet. You know, you come in by yourself, you sit down, it takes your mind away from it. And that's what the whole thing was. It's the experience of coming to that, enjoying something great on screen, enjoying everything that we have, the amenities coming with the theater and so forth. Yeah, it's great. And we're glad to be in the Youngstown market. Austin Town was fantastic. There was an opportunity come up for us to acquire that theater. And we worked with the landlord there, and they were awesome to bring us in as well. It was originally a Regal Theater.
Yes.
And their lease expired in the end of 2019.
Now, did you have anything to do with the Regal portion, or
no,
did you step
no,
in
that,
after?
We stepped in afterwards.
Okay.
The landlord was looking for more of a commitment to the tenant there for the market. And he was really trying to really enhance the market as
okay.
well. Let me back up a little bit about us. Golden Star Theaters is a regional cinema chain. We're based in Newcastle, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
We have a theater up in Hermitage. One in Newcastle. We have a theater in Pittsburgh, a theater in Cumberland, Maryland, and then we went to the Youngstown
wow.
area. Yeah, so
I've been to Cumberland.
You have,
yes,
yeah.
I
we're
have.
We're in the Cumberland Mall down there.
And, nice.
So but we were excited about this market. We like smaller markets. You're not real small market, but nice markets. And this fit, you know, how we come in, and the opportunity came up to do it. We saw a good need to really make a big investment into that theater. We have a standard operation that we like to have. Luxury seats are the big items for us.
Yes,
now.
They are.
And we've been converting our theaters over to luxury expanded amenities and so forth like this. And we did that here. We had a local designer, Diane Corey, come in, and she helped us design the entire facility. A little more modern look, atmosphere. It's not your traditional popcorn looking and film reels. It's a little bit more elegant.
Isn't it interesting how movie theaters have changed? Just like everything. Everything evolves. Everything adapts and changes. And if you think back to like Annie, like, isn't the infamous Annie where Daddy Warbucks runs out the entire theater for Annie? I mean, think about the dynamics of everything and how they changed.
It has.
From having the showpiece at the beginning to having the popcorn to then reverting to the smaller seats.
So it has. So now our seats are less than half what we had in here originally. You know, our seats are luxury reclining seats, reclining back, full reclining. The seats are now 7 feet apart.
Oh, wow.
So it's a lot of space, more comfort. You know, we come to the realization
was that 7 feet apart pre-pandemic?
It was pre-pandemic. When we put these seats in,
the
philosophy behind it is to give that person in that seat the best comfort possible, the best luxury. We want you to immerse into the movie, enjoy everything around us. So we took the role that, look, we're going to make this right. And that's what we did at this theater here. So each seat is 7 feet across, 2 feet electronically. You recline back into the seat. You sit there and you watch a great movie. We added little extra amenities there. Food fair. We increased the food fair at the theater.
They have local brew right now.
We're
drinking Birdfish right now.
And we have Birdfish there.
We're drinking Birdfish's Coal Miner's Falloozy.
we are. And
also
thank
sounds
you.
Like a movie title. So there you go.
No, you know, we're happy to feature the local breweries here. And we have it there. And that's unique into the theaters.
Yes.
So we introduce a nice bar there. It's a different type of bar. It's not a bar where you sit up, you know, you belly up. It's we have a nice variety of beers, alcoholic slushies and so forth. It makes the atmosphere when you're in that seat enjoying the movie a comfort. What's better than enjoying a nice drink, a beer or an alcoholic slushy with the popcorn. You can't
have
go
to
wrong.
Have movie. Nothing beats movie theater.
I brought
popcorn.
You theater popcorn. I want you I to enjoy it. You can't beat it. I'm not going to lie. You can't beat it.
It's
it,
so true. It so
is.
Very
it's
true.
It's intoxicating. So.
It is. It's that treat that you always get to have. It's kind of like your Handel's ice cream on a hot day.
Absolutely.
Movie theater popcorn while you're watching the movies is a must.
It makes it. It,
it
makes
really
it.
Does.
It makes it. So.
So how long have you guys, is it a family run business?
Like, it is. I'm involved with my brothers.
Okay.
They're involved in it. And my other brother who, I'm not sure if you're, he's locally, he's right down here. He has a little restaurant down here, V2.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
He is awesome.
Yeah.
I love him.
Well, you know what? Well, we know the theater
we
side.
We should have had him sitting with you.
I've never been able to talk then. You know what? We tapped on Ed. I said, Eddie, we're going to put the bear in this one. I said, would you handle that? So he knew that. He knew. He said, look, I know what our community likes up here.
Yes,
and so
he
forth.
Does.
He said, I'll put the right bears and so forth. Birdfish is up here as well. And people are, you know, they're coming in and they're just amazed because they're not familiar with having it at the theater. So it's been a nice amenity for people to come in and see it. So anyway, but Eddie's involved in it and I have brother George involved in it as well. We're excited. But you know, like I said, back to the theater, what we did when we came in, we put the new seats in there. We gutted the entire lobby and put a brand new lobby in, all new equipment. And then we put all new projection in. We put the new sound system, 7.1 Dolby into it. It's the highest sound system other
That's
than the
true.
Atmos
I didn't
you can
even
put
think
in.
About the electronics and the technology the, even.
Well, in our industry, about 8 years ago, we went from our original 35 millimeter film to all digital. So, which has been fantastic for our industry because it gives us the best quality picture on the screen every show. So.
Did you ever get to own any of the film?
No. So that's all copyrighted and protected. In the older days, when they used to ship us a 35, it used to come under a lock and key in a vault box to protect it. Had to go right back to the film vaults. But now all our film is digitally downloaded, satellite. So the film companies will satellite the film over to us.
I can't even imagine the capacity that you would have to have on your server to be able to download.
It's all computerized now. We have racks of servers, racks of sound. So, you know, it's all computerized. You could operate the entire theater. It is. You could operate an entire theater from an iPad. You know what I mean?
That's amazing.
It's just so technology. They just embraced it and has done fantastic for us. So, but now our films are satellite over. They're downloaded, and then, you know, they're played through the, computer system, through the, screen, you know, through the projectors on the screen. So,
now I've always wondered what it takes to number one, select the movies that you air in your theaters and everything that goes around that. Cause there is on the business end, the costs and everything that are associated
there
with
is.
It. Like you're like thinking about like the turnaround of what's going to drive people in. And then I'm assuming that when it comes up to award season, some of these other movie prices are probably a little bit higher than normally would be. Like,
well, in the movie industry, you know, the highest films cost to us is what they call the tent poles. It'll be big Marvel movies. It'll be the big, you know, the Disney movies. It's the high-end, high-impact movies and so forth, which is usually released during the summertime, you know, when the kids are out of school. So the movie company followed the release. When the kids are out of school, that's when they bring out the big action and so forth. Those are the high-end movies, you know, that have a higher cost coming into the, you know, that we pay on it and so forth. The trouble we have is there's so many movies. There's so many movies, more than what people could realize.
There are.
And it's hard to pick what. Now, we know the big movies, you know, what's going to be out there and everybody wants to see it. But there's
like
a lot
the Marvel.
Of other. The Marvel movies, you know, there's tons of those. But there's a lot of good quality movies also that are hard to get. Movies are brought out and distributed based on the market size. And in a market like Youngstown, some of them, we get most of the movies, but there's a good amount of movies we have to fight for because a film company says, look, we're at the limited release. We don't think that movie might be as big in your market, but yet we know in, by our hearts that, hey, there's a demand for that in here. So we have a film booker who negotiates with the studios on our behalf. And
there's
we'll
a
fight.
Film booker?
We have a film booker. Yeah.
That would be fun.
He does an awesome job. He's on with the film companies. He has represented from all the film companies, and he's on the phone daily with them. Talking.
How do you choose your film booker? Is there like a contract with the film booker that like for instance, in real estate, like if I was selling Eddie's business, like Eddie would be under contract with me for like a year or so. Of course, I try to get it as long as I can, but So is that similar to?
Well, there is a contract with it, but okay. There's more of a relationship.
Okay.
Because what's important with our film booker, and we use a guy by the name of Bob Milgram out of Philadelphia, and Bob is the third generation, I think, in the film business and booking film and so forth.
That's exciting.
He has history. He knows the business.
Yes.
But it's relationship because he learns our market based on the movies we're bringing in and how they perform. And he has a good handle working with us on what will work good to the community.
Okay.
So there's a relationship there, and it takes time for that relationship to build for him to understand our business as well. And then he goes to bat for us. We'll talk. We talk a couple times a week on the movies coming up. And actually, we don't book our film for this coming week until like Tuesday. You know, because we wait for the weekends to see how the grosses are. And
was
so
that
forth.
How it always was?
Yeah. Yeah. It always, because you can't, other than the big films out, but you can't commit early. You have to wait, see what the public, you know, how that their films did over that weekend, what films you want to swap out and what films. There's a lot to it. More than what people will realize.
Is it like gambling too, where sometimes
it's
you always, have like
it's a always
huge...
a gamble. It's always a gamble.
Sometimes you have a huge win and then
you
have
like a loss, you know, and that has happened. There's movies out there where we're all thinking it's going to be a big hit. And you know, some might not hit the potential, but still a great movie. You know what I mean? And still do it. And there was a few movies where it just, everybody just, their eyes just roll. Like, what happened? You know what I mean? It's not often, but there is. And the whole industry starts wraps your head. What do we do wrong here? You know, but
I think
it is.
I'll tell you what they do. In my opinion, what I think that they do, that part of the problem is they'll hype it up so much that people in their minds, like, think it's going to be like this completely mind blowing experience. And then it falls a little short.
It does. And then the expectations and it just drops.
So I always wait until after that happens because then I go into it thinking it's not going to be that great. And then I turn around and be like, I think that was pretty good.
Let me ask you a question. When a movie comes out, do you follow what a critic does or do you listen to more what the people's response are?
I listen to more what the people's response. Yeah. I honestly don't follow the film critics enough when it comes to the movie. Not to say that I don't enjoy listening to the commentary, but I usually do the people's response.
And I do too. And I think a lot of people do that. You know, where critics might, you know, look at a movie a little different, the people will take a different view on it.
Yes.
And sometimes that view falls more in line maybe with what you and I are looking at as
well.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Because I think a lot of times they're looking at more in-depth detail about a storyline, developing of characters, what technology are they using, the cinematography and everything like that. Well, I'm looking for entertainment.
It's just pure entertainment. Like, get me away from it.
That's what I want. Like sometimes I just want to escape from what's happening in the real world. And that's what I'm there for.
And that's what we're seeing now again. I mean, you know, the pandemic been tough on everybody. And it has. It has been, you know, what I was telling you, we took over in January.
That's what I was about to say. Perfect transition to actually when you acquired the building.
We took over January 2nd, 2020. And we started construction. And the intent was to be open April 1st. And we knew we had the timeline. We had everything. I said, you know, we usually could make that type of timeline. Pandemic hit. And everything just shut down.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, and everybody was in the same boat. And you know, it was a challenge. It was a challenge. We were still committed. You know, we knew, you know, we'll get through all this. We finally opened up September 1st. Yeah.
How has it been?
Well, the 2020 was a little tough. I'm not going to lie. You know, comfortable, you know, people, confidence and so forth. It was just the pandemic. Everybody was still trying to grab it, understand what's, you know, how to handle it, what's going on. It was for everybody.
And then for the consumers though too, it's getting a handle what is open, what's not open, when's it open, and so there's also that would, disconnect.
It was
needs
a disconnect
again.
At least it was. So, yeah. You know, at that time, September, theaters started open around the country, but by December, there was only about 30% of the theaters open. Markets like New York and California, which are the big dominants for a movie to come out, were shut down. And the film companies are looking at it and saying, look, without those two major markets, it doesn't make sense for us to bring out a big movie and so forth. So movies came out. There was a lot of smaller limited releases, which were great quality. I mean, those are movies that, you know, when the big boys come in are hard to get into the pipeline. But we were able to bring them in. You know what we did? We social distanced. We deep cleaning. We did everything needed to give the customer a comfort level coming in. Back then, we really promoted renting a theater out.
Yes.
Families were coming in at 10. They're renting an entire theater out because we had that capacity.
My kid may have been there at a birthday party. And I was like, oh my goodness, you guys get to hang out. Like, you had your own Annie experience.
You know what it was? The man allowed us to do this for the consumer. And the people loved it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And it was a great way to at least continue to give, you know, some type of entertainment to the families, you know, that were worried about, you know, being exposed and so forth like that. So that worked out. And then, you know, when the vaccine came out, that helped out a lot, you know,
yes.
Comfort levels started to increase on everything. You know, we still do the cleaning. I think that there's a lot of this stuff that happened in 2020 that we're still continuing to do to keep the comfort for the people and so forth. So you know, we address it. Like, it's a challenge for all businesses. But slowly, I think we're emerging. The film companies are more comfortable bringing out the bigger releases and so forth. There's a lot of product. They have a whole year of product they were sitting on that they're trying to integrate with the product. Because
that's what they were doing with the Scarlett Johansson movie, right?
They sat on that for a year. It was supposed to come out last May, and they sat on it for a year. And they finally brought it out, which was great.
And then hence the whole controversy is they sat on it, and now they're streaming it at the same time as producing it.
So streaming is a big thing. You know, what is streaming? Well, streaming was where the film companies, you know, wanted to bring their product to the consumer, you know, through another way.
Mm-hmm.
Streaming really started to develop when the DVD sales on the movies dropped off. And it became another way to present the product to them. Not a problem with it, you know, and are we opposed to it? No, we're not opposed to it.
Yes.
What we're opposed to is, look, there's still a great theatrical release. People want to be in that theater. The experience is still there. And there's an experience of being in your home watching a product too. It's both.
It's different.
There's a group of people who want to just sit in the home and do it. But there's
fair.
A great group of people who want to come to the theater for the theatrical experience.
But typically the people that sit at home and what are comfortable with that are typically also comfortable with waiting until it's released.
Absolutely. And don't get me wrong, the people at home watching it, you know, they're comfortable with that. They're not going to be the initial people out there. Different experience for them. And our argument back to the film companies were, look, you know, it's right on both sides. And the film companies were still trying to figure it out. Just streaming is still evolving. They still don't understand it.
Yes.
And they're trying to figure that out. And I think they're seeing, and I think Warner Brothers came out and said that, you know, and they came out with the large change and say, look, we're going to do a 45-day window to try to give you some type of the theatrical. We know there's a great demand on the theatrical. We want to keep that. And we want to build this as well. But
there's probably stats showing where the most amount of people show up, right?
There's a lot of stat that I think has given them that understanding on the two demographics and two markets on how to approach it and make the best of both worlds for them.
So do they reduce the cost for you guys if they're streaming it at the same time as allowing it to be aired in
theaters? No, right now they're looking at it as two separate.
Oh, that's not fair.
And so forth. So, well, you know, like I said,
I think they need to cut the theater as a break because they're cutting into your territory.
You know, I'm going to bring you on for negotiations. You know, it's developing. I think there's a lot of learning. Both sides are learning on it and so forth. And we're comfortable that, you know, at the end, the theatrical release is still going to be a great experience and people are still going to want it. I mean, I think the film companies notice that as people start coming back to the theaters, they're seeing them coming through and they're excited as well. And they don't want to harm either one. They want the best of both worlds. And we're going to give them that. So we're excited.
I think that because we are nearing award season again,
yeah.
I do think that once we have, again, the uptick of like who is nominated for what, I think that's going to start drawing in people again to the theaters because it's true. Like, again, like, especially during award season, that's when I will go to the theaters by myself, play hooky from work a little bit, and just go and hang and just
well, the quality
detox
of movies
and hang out at the movies.
The quality of movies at that time are it's not the big action pack, but it's the quality of movies that brings it in. I'm not a Marvel girl. Well, you know what? Every movie is brought out for different demographics.
Yes,
you know what I mean. The award season is fantastic. You start seeing the deep quality movies and so forth, the depth, you know, and the depth, the storytelling, the acting is depth, you know, there's a lot to it. And those movies are meant for, you know, a lot as well. So I'm glad to hear you like to go to the movies. That's fantastic.
So do you by chance also get to be part of I can't believe I'm forgetting the union. What is the big union in Hollywood?
Oh, the film actors?
Yes, the film actors yeah. Guild.
No, we're not involved in any of that.
Okay, because I was like, I wonder if you do you get all the movies to be able to see beforehand?
No, we're not on that in that segment. So that's a different realm of people that they have and so forth. But I will share with you, we're talking about going to the movies, and my wife hates me for this because, you know, the way I look at a movie, I walk in the last 10 minutes of a movie. Don't ask. That's how I always done. And if I like the ending, I tell my wife, let's go watch this movie.
Oh my God. Do you read the ending of a book? Like, who does that?
hates me for it. She hates me. She goes, Frank, what do you do? And I said,
because you know the ending.
Well, I don't want to sit the whole movie and then be disappointed at the end. You know, do you ever read a whole book and then at the end you're like, why did it end that way?
Yes.
So I don't know why.
So how'd you feel about Sopranos? I gotta ask this.
You know what? New one coming out. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a huge movie. It's going to be a huge movie. And we're looking to do promotions at the theater for it and so forth. I think it's November. I can't remember the date. Yeah, but the new one's coming out, and we're excited to see that. Though it's just the market's just going to, I think, enjoy it. Though, but
I think so too.
Yeah. Was I disappointed when they went just to the black scene at the end of that? Yeah, I was. You know.
Oh my goodness.
Come on.
I was very upset. Oh. I was like, I went through all this for that.
Exactly. See?
So. But still, if I walked in and just saw that, I probably would be like, I wonder what brought it to that point. And I'd probably still watch it from the beginning.
But we're excited. We got a lot of good movies coming out. So we got a lot of good product coming out. So yeah, hopefully everybody will, you know, come and enjoy.
So are you going to still do the birthday parties, being able to rent out?
So we did. We put a birthday party room in there. It sits about 20 people.
Okay.
And people could call. They could, you know, reserve the room for a party. And, you know, we'll be like, bring your cake and enjoy this. You know, and we work with everybody. You know, we're still a family operation.
Yes.
And you know, the community is a family community, and we try to support that as well, but we want you to come and enjoy the adult side of it as well. 100%. So you know, so we try to balance both out, but yeah, no, we're still doing that. You know, families come in, they rent that, we'll section off you know, whatever movie they're doing, and our managers work with them, you know, for the movie times and so forth to make it comfortable for them as well. So I mean, at the theater now it's all reserved seating. I don't know if I said that earlier.
No, you didn't.
So a new thing we're doing, we're rolling out a whole new technology, our app.
Okay.
We upgrade in our app and so forth. And what that app will do is pretty much a one-stop shop for you. Buy your tickets online. You can even going to do concession loyalties tracked online and so forth.
You could purchase your concessions.
We're going to do online. That. Yeah. So, you know, last year we learned that people wanted more convenience. You know what I mean? They might not want to stand in line. They want the convenience to just walk right in and walk right to the theater.
You're very accommodating. I'm so much more the other way. I'd be like, stand in line and wait.
No. Well, you know what? We got kiosks. You don't have to stand in line. You go over to the kiosk yourself. But mobile phone is really works well. People just come in. You know, just walk
so
right
I
in and get what you need.
I would be able to order 3 popcorns and a bird fish and just be able to go up.
Go up, show your phone, and then they'll present you with the order. Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
That'll be nice for the people also behind the
counter.
Yeah,
it makes it more convenient for them. You
because
know,
they're not being inundated with everybody coming at them, because that does happen, because people have a tendency maybe not to arrive on time.
Well, with reserved seating, you might not arrive maybe to the time the movie starts, because it's not going to hold you up. You got your ticket already. You're just going to walk through. You know what I mean? So what we did with the mobile ordering would be that we want to make that the same convenience. So when you're walking in, the food is going to be right there. Show your ID. Boom. You know, and it's yours. And, you know, walk right to the theater. We value your time. We want you in that seat. We want you comfortable. We want you to enjoy the movie. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. So we're hoping to have that rolled out in November. Is what we're pushing for. So yeah,
that's exciting. You have a lot of exciting things happening.
We're excited. We want to bring
let's move forward.
We want to bring this community the best experience, and we're trying to do the best for that.
Well, you did acquire one of the best movie theaters that we have in this area.
Well,
I always love the Austintown location. So
thank
that's
you.
Exciting that you guys.
Yeah,
have
we're excited.
That one.
We're happy to be there, and the community has been fantastic with us. I'll be honest. They really are. They've been great. They've been coming in great comments. Yeah, it's good. And I'm hoping today we reach more people to let them know, look, it's open. Come on back in.
You can go online right now. You can see can you tell me what movies that you have?
We have movie Friday's coming out, Free Guy, I can't think of his name, from Deadpool.
I know what you're talking about. It's Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. So
the ever so attractive Ryan Reynolds.
He's attractive? Really?
Oh my God. Yes, he is. I think it's his personality, which is amazing because I saw the commercials for Free People, Free Guy. And it's similar to his Deadpool.
Yes, he has that John, right? You know, oh my God.
That cute little sarcasm thing that he has going on. He does. Awesome.
He mastered it. He's fantastic in it, though.
And I love Deadpool. That's like probably the only, I don't even know, it's probably not Marvel, but like that's the only.
It is. It follows under the Marvel side. Yeah. So
that's probably the only Marvel that I really like.
I mean, he created that character.
It's because of that character. Yeah,
he created that character. You got to give him credit.
He just gave it life.
Oh, he's fantastic.
So Free Guy does look good.
Free Guy looks good. What else we have coming out? We have a Stillwater's here, which is a good movie, which you would like, I think. There's Old that had been out for a couple weeks about a family on a beach that starts growing old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What else is there? There's a epic out about the more on the sci-fi realm where he's King Arthur's nephew and he fights the a fantasy war and so forth like that. So
do you ever bring in the indie films?
So when the big ones were, we brought a lot more indie in. We try to bring them in now. The problem is with the larger releases through the larger film companies, you're kind of obligated to try and bring those in first before the indies. Now we'll bring more indies in coming the during the award season and so forth. There's more opportunities to bring those in and so forth. We are going to try to bring them more into this market and maybe concentrate on having a screen more available for indies through it and see if there's, because you'd be surprised. There's each market. Sometimes there's a good following. Sometimes there's not. We want to try that. We want to see because there's good quality movies out there. Fantastic.
Definitely good quality movies out there. And those indie films, like there's usually one or two that will like skyrocket and really grab the attention of people.
Yeah. There's always a couple breakthroughs every year on that. And you always want to try to get that into the market. But those are the movies where unfortunately they're at a limited release and we have to fight to get them into the marketplace. They want to stay in the bigger community, bigger cities and so forth. But yeah, we're going to try. Yeah. We're going to try to bring everything. We're trying to give the community everything and see what they like.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Investing in our community, investing in the theater, not giving up during a very difficult year. And honestly, really, it's only up from now, right?
It is. Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Holmes & Hops is proudly supported by Platt Insurance, your local independent insurance agency offering auto, home, life, business, and farm insurance. They also have a team of specialists that help you with insuring your brewery or winery. Platt Insurance, helping you protect your tomorrow. For more information or a quote, please call them at 330-856-6244 or visit them on the web at PlattInsurance.com.